Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Go the Distance. You know, I love the fact that the Bible doesn't sugarcoat anything. The people we meet in Scripture were real, and they had all their flaws, all the greats, Moses, who had anger, and David, who, well, had that little problem with Bathsheba, and Peter. You know, he denied the Lord three times, but the good news is God restored him. In John chapter 21, we find out. Proverbs chapter 28:13 says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance." You know, there's a lot of confusion in our day about what it means to confess. What is confession? Well, some people believe confession is something you have to go do. But biblically speaking, you can confess anytime. Confession just means agreeing with God. Agreeing with God that your life is out of alignment with his purposes. Agreeing that what God said in action or thought is not right. Agreeing that you should have listened and obeyed. That's confession, and that's what you agree with. It opens up a relationship with you and God, and now you and God can restore that relationship. Now you and God can begin to talk together, and God can again, once again, bless your life. That is the power of confession. I hope that you grasp that idea today and enjoy that relationship, that abundant life that God gives you. May you go the distance in Christ today and always.